We dropped that. When was it? We were on tour. So June. I think it was June 13th. And yeah, it was very well received, which is always good. It got picked up by kind of a bunch of playlists and different radio stations and SiriusXM. And yeah, it's a bit of a fan favorite as of recently and on tour. I think maybe some people have gone through some breakups.
Mm-hmm. So there is some exciting news. You're going to be opening up for Gord Bamford at the River Cree in March for his 25th celebration anniversary tour. How did this come about for you joining the show?
Well, this one's kind of been, I mean, this show specifically, but just us working together, it's kind of in the making for a long time. There's a little story. I go back to the day I retired from the military. I was starting to write songs and stuff and doing it kind of overlapping with my military service. And I met Gord at one of his shows, the actual day I retired.
Oh, wow.
We ended up playing guitar, some songs and stuff backstage after his show with some friends. And I just sort of met him a little bit. And he ended up getting my number from someone and messaging a few weeks later and saying, hey, I think I could help you with music. We linked up and I've been working with his company, Cash Entertainment, shortly after that for a while now. We've been on tour with Gord before, so it's been in the making for quite a while.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm excited that we're going to get to go open for him, yeah.
Oh, that's sick. So then if someone has never seen you perform live, like what can they expect from the performance? What's like your favorite thing to do on stage?
I'm a big fan of kind of older country. Mm-hmm. And there's some really good stuff out now. But, you know, like Johnny Cash and Waylon and those guys back in the day, I think the way they kind of had that little edgy grittiness to them and the storytelling stuff, I think a lot of that kind of shines through in our show, as well as just having a good time. And it's one of my favorite things in the world is to play live. And I try not to waste any opportunity where it's like you can connect with more people every time. And it's just trying to bring that energy and bring everybody together for that, you know, mm-hmm. however long our set's going to be, 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And get the party going before Gordon's band gets on stage.